We'll say, as we do on Tuesdays, we're going to try to do two different things very quickly. I want to talk a little bit about some aspects of Hilchos Tzitzis that we're up to. And then I want to move on to more of Inyanei Tefillah, et cetera, that we've been discussing. We've already spoken about the mitzvah tzitzis in terms of whether you have to wear tzitzis all the time, etc. And we already spoke about the din of the strings of tzitzis. The question is about the maisa of the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, the hainu, the itof. There's a machlokes in the Beis Yosef about whether you have to do itof or not. Itof in the sense of itof katifas yishme'elon. The Gemara writes in Moed Katan that one of the dinim of an avel is that you have to do itof. Now, itof over there means atifas yishme'elon, means like wrapping your entire head, etc. Is that required by tzitzis in the morning? It's machlekes. The Gaonim say yes, and the Baha Itor says no. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no, that you don't have to do atifas yishme'elon for one of two reasons. Either that halacha is special by Avelos, even though the bracha that we make on tzitzis is like this atef betzitzis, but maybe the word itof means different things in different areas of halacha, and by tzitzis it just means kisui. Additionally, the Targum Unkelus on the pasuk in last week's parasha, Vatikach Hatzaif Vatis Alaf, no? Vatis Kasa, Vatikach Hatzaif Vatis Kasa. By Rivka, going to meet Yitzchak. So, Vatis Kasa, the Unkelus writes Vatis Ataf, meaning that there is, the word Kisui means Ituf in official biblical Hebrew. So, although we pass in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Simin Ches that you don't have to do Ituf, and it says Bing Shem Chaser Rosho, Bing Shem Gala Rosho, which means you don't have to do Ituf, nonetheless, the practice has become that we do try to do Ituf. And some of the posts can use a lashon that you should do Ituf until the end of your beard. Now, this leads to many Hasidic Yidden. They take their talis, they mamash throw it over themselves. And obviously, the idea of doing itof, you want to be mekayim atifas yishme'elon. So the Achrayim say the Nemukei Arachayim, the Minkacherav, and the Rabbi Avram Chaim Noen, the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan, and Chacham Ovad Yosef in the Tshuva, the beginning of Chela Kev, Chavadas, they all point out that, you know, yishme'elon don't change their practice. And they don't walk around with something mamish covering their eyes. Nobody does that. So obviously, Atifa Yishme'ilim cannot mean that. Rather, when it says in the Paiskin that you should cover your mouth until the beard, what that means is that you have the tassel tape over your head and you flip it around so that it covers your mouth. The Ramban, in fact, in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, and Hilchos Avelos writes that the way you do Atifa by when you do atifa by an avel is that you cover your face until your nose. Right now, if we're talking about you go down, so you should say your nose until your mouth, right? Because that's where it works going down. The fact that it says like your mouth until your nose, so it's like we're going up, that seems to be the proper practice. The Achrayim say that the way you do itof is that you put the tassel over your head, then you flip it all the way around your left shoulder. There's absolutely no reason to go around the left and around the right both. You flipped it around the left shoulder, even though technically speaking, like we discussed, it's supposed to be two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. Nonetheless, this is the practice. Tyson, the beginning of Erchin, writes that on the pasuk by Maimon Hem Chaimo Miminom Mismolon, that Kleiser is protected by different mitzvahs. So the mitzvah that protects us is the mitzvah of tzitzis in the back. So tzitzis has to be in the back. That seems to be the halacha. Yeah.
Is there like a maybe a minute of grow or the rub of only flipping the front two tzitzios? I'm asked this because I know Moshe Lichtenstein only
flips the front two tzitzios. In other words, usually what you do is you flip the front ones around.
No,
to the
so
back.
You'll flip all four. You know, it's not like
so if I do all four, like it's so cumbersome. I take the left over the right and I flip all four.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not familiar. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know of such a practice. I am not familiar with such a practice. I'm just going to the Mishnah Berurah writes that you throw all the four tzitzis on the left side, and the Shar HaTzion raises the kasha that we noted, that aren't you supposed to have two in the front and two in the back, etc. It's the Piskei Tshuvos who says that you should, that there's no reason to throw it around both the front and the back. Some of the poskim try to answer the kasha that we have from Ativas Yishma'elan. They say that, no, maybe Yishma'elan in fact do cover their face when they wear their kafiyah or whatever, if it's a sandstorm. If you have a sandstorm and the stuff is mamish coming at you, so maybe you cover your face. It would be a little bit hard to understand why that would be the sign or the measure of how we do Amatifa Katifas Yishma'elan. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you're supposed to cover your head with your talis because that is Machnia Leifa Adam. That makes you more humble. The Bach says you should do this for the entire davening. The other poskim say, the standard practice, I think, is that davening begins at Yishtabach, but Pesukei Dezimra, you don't cover your head. That's standard practice. Rav Soloveitchik had a different practice in the Sefer Nefesh HaRabbah, I believe on page 104. So the Rav said that you cover your head with the talis by any davar shebekdusha. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Rabbon Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu like the great secret of the Yugim Midos HaRachamim, and that great secret was Nisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishaleach Tzibor. The Rabbon Hashem like wrapped himself like a Shaleach Tzibor. It sounds like you're supposed to cover your head with the talis, but the Rav said that that's a din in Davar Shebekdusha. And the Rav quoted his grandfather Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim would not cover his head with the talis when Kriya Shema was recited. The reason why not is because the Medrash writes that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't force you to say Kriya Shema neither with your head covered or your head uncovered, etc. So Reb Chaim, in order to demonstrate that, would uncover his head with the, would not cover his head with the talis during Kriya Shema, like take the talis off his head. I mean, when I was in Karen B'Yavna, so one of my stints in Karen B'Yavna was after the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Goldrich was no longer the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Mati was kind of on the path to becoming the Rosh Yeshiva. So there was one Elul's mother, Rav Shechter, was officiating as Rosh Yeshiva in Karen B'Yavna.
What?
What? Yeah. There's one Elul's mother, like, this is obvious. That's why I met Shai Shechter for the first time. It's like 9 years old. It's like so cool. So then Rav Shechter was officiating as Rosh Yeshiva in KBY. And one of the guys, they noticed that Rav Shechter keeps his talis over his head during Kriya Shema. So one of the guys walks over and says, like he says in Nefesh HaRav, that, you know, you're supposed to not have the talis. So Rav Shechter says two things. First of all, he's like, I don't do everything that the Rav did. Second of all, he said, it's really cold in the base medrash in KBY in the mornings. And that's why he covers his head with the talis when he says Kriya Shema. There are certain people who have a minhag never to cover their head with a talis at all. That's a minhag of certain Sephardic communities, etc. The minhag in other communities is that only the Rav covers the head with a talis. In Breuers, that's the practice. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in one place, says that one of the Tanoim, one of the Amoraim, tells his friend, I don't want to see you until you have like a siddur on your head. So what does that mean? So some understand that what that means is like when you get smicha, they wear like a special thing on the head to show that they have smicha. It's like a special, it's like cap and gown, lahavdol. So that shows that you have smicha. So only the Rav covers his head with a talis. That's what they do in Breuers. Only the Rav covers the head. Everyone else wears a hat for davening. They wear a hat, not with the talis over the head, based on this Gemara in Kedushin. Some say that the Gemara is not really a raya, because maybe it's not talking about covering your head with a talis, maybe it means covering your head with like a special sudar, etc. But nonetheless, the Minigam Breuers developed that way. This Gemara in Kedushin, together with another drusha, the Maharil, is the source why in many Ashkenazi communities, people who are not married do not wear a talis gadol. The Maharal has a drasha of the Smichas HaParshias. He made up the Smichas HaParshias himself. It says, Ki Gafish Isha, right next to the Pasuk of Gedeon Tasalach. So Maharal says that what that means is that only when you're married do you have the tzitzis. Now, according to that drasha, it would sound like Bacharim, right? Bacharim in the sense of unmarried people, should not even wear a talis katan. Right? If it's the drasha of the Gemara, of the Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, and the Gemara says, don't appear in front of me until you have your head covered. That means don't come until you're married. And that might mean that what? Just don't cover your head with a talis gadol. You should wear a talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah goes berserk about people don't wear tzitzis before they're married. That means they don't wear any talis katan. They really should, although the practice technically in the Maharil was that they would not even wear a talis katan, not even wear a talis katan at all. Again, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Chesed Katan Dalid, you get the impression that just Bachurim would not cover their head with a talis, but the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Zayin gives you the impression that they would not wear a talis at all, etc. In the Sefer Minchagei Yisrael, he points out that maybe the idea is because practices which are based on Kabbalah would only be done by married people. Wearing of the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam is based on the Kabbalah, that the assumption is that the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam is Havayis Be'emtza, right? The Parshiyos of Ahayim Shema, Bahaya Kiviyach in the middle, and Shema and Kadesh is at the end. We have Shema, Bahayim Shema, Kadesh, Bahaya Kiviyach. The Rabbeinu Tam has Havayis Be'emtza. Alpi Kabbalah, people wear Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. It says Shulchan Aruch, only if you're Mochzik B'chassidus, you wear Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll discuss that later. But Alpi Kabbalah, people wear Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. The assumption is that the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam may be a more appropriate for Achras HaYomim as you get closer to Achras HaYomim, etc. And many people, the practice, until Chabad came around, this was like a standard practice that unless you're married, you wouldn't wear Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. A lot of the practice of Alpi Kabbalah would only be done by married people. So maybe that's the pshat in the Minhagei Yisrael. You're right, so maybe this is the pshat in why only married people would wear a talis gadol, because wearing a talis gadol and a talis katan, the cha'ora represent something alpi kabbalah. Rav Soloveitchik in one of the Yortzei drushes explained that there's tzvei dinim in the talis. There's the chovas gavra aspect of the talis and there's the chovas mana aspect. Igmar has a discussion in Menachas which one it is, and the Rav felt that the talis katan represents the chovas mana, and the talis gadol represents the chovas gavra, and that's why the talis katan, you recite the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, it's on the cheftza of the tzitzis, as it were. The talis gadol, the bracha is v'hisatech b'tzitzis, on the maisa that the gavra does. That's the way the Rav explained it. Okay, again, it's a nice drasha. What we're saying now is a little bit different. We're saying now that the talis gadol, so to speak, is demonstrating that you are more muchzik b'chassidus, that you are showing that you wear the talis outside, and that might be more of a Kabbalistic idea, whatever it is. According to the Rav, that the talis katan is the chiyuv, so to speak, on the cheftza. So what would emerge is that you should never make the bracha of amitza of lehisatei b'tzitzis on the talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah does not assume that way. Mishnah Berurah writes, if you have a large talis katan, large enough to do atifa, so then you should do atifa with the talis katan and make the bracha of lehisatei. Many people don't do atifa on the talis katan because they put on the talis katan before they wash Negovasa in the morning, so they're not going to make brachas at all. And therefore, they patter the talis katan with the bracha and the talis gadol. The pashtus is, if you have a long gap between them and your hands are already washed, you should make a bracha and the talis katan. Which bracha do you make? So Mishnah Berurah assumes that it depends whether you're doing ito for the talis katan or not. How do you do ito for the talis katan? Right? That's a pashtus. You can't like... So ito for the talis katan is probably that you put it rochvo la'arko, right? So you put the talis katan this way, instead of, right, this way, You put it this way, and then you flip it around. So basically, it looks a little bit like a turban or a keffiyeh, right? You could, right? That's called ituf with a talis cotton. The pashtus is, the Alter Rebbe has considered, the Mishnah Berurah assumes this way, pashtus is that if you do ituf with your talis cotton, so then you should, what's it called? Then you should make the bracha of his atev betzitzis entirely. We noted that the Mechaber says they always make the bracha of atev. The Rambam writes to make the bracha of al mitzvahs. The pashtus in the Rambam, the way he writes in the Darkei Moshe, is that the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis is because maybe the tzitzis aren't big enough, and therefore you can't make the regular bracha. So in the Shalatasha Ela, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. If the tzitzis aren't big enough, so then it's a bracha of atala. How do you make a different bracha, right? It's very hard. It's very hard to understand. So that's what led the Rav in that Yartzeit Shiur to explain that there's really, it's page 220 and 221, to the Rav explains that maybe the idea is that there's like two different kiyumin with the mitzvah of tzitzis, etc. And Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that if you borrow a talis, a tal sheula, you make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. Because if there's two dinim, there's a din of the chayvus gavra and there's a din on the chefza, as it were, so the tzitzis, I have no chayvus gavra if I borrow your talis, because chayvus gavra is that I own it and then I put it on. Right? The talis itself has a chiyuv because you owned it beforehand. But I have no chiyuv to put this on. I'm borrowing it. So the Rav said that if I borrow a talis, I should make the bracha al mitzvah, tzitzis, etc. It's an interesting idea that Rav Soloveitchik had. I think it's actually a creative idea. Again, it's in the Nefesh HaRav page 104. The idea of the bracha on tzitzis, like all brachas, it's supposed to be over lasi yosin before you do it. What over means, the Taisus points out, let's say in Sukkah and a number of other places, that it has to be over, not over de over. So the bracha should be made right before I do the mitzvah, not when there is some gap. So I put the fill in on my arm, and then I tie it. So it's over lasi yosin. It's right before I do it. I don't make the bracha when I'm holding the tzitzis. When I'm holding the tefillin, make the bracha after the tefillin's on my arm. But the tzitzis, what exactly is considered over lasi yosin, is not so pashut. The pashtus is that you should really have the tzitzis in back of you, the whole thing, and then make the bracha and put it on. Some people make the bracha like when they're holding the talis in front. Right? L'cha'ora, that's not as proper as the other way. The Mishnah Berurah gets all upset with people who keep their tzitzis in. He says that the Torah writes are isim also, and you're supposed to wear your tzitzis out. And even though the Mechaber says you're supposed to wear your tzitzis on top of all your begadim, and the Arizal says your tzitzis should be underneath, but that just means the begad should be underneath, according to Arizal. The strings should obviously be out, and the practice of many people, based on this Mishnah Berurah, is that they wear their tzitzis out. Just looking around at the room, we're batting 250. It seems not the highest batting average, but okay, that seems to be the din. Rav Yaakov Neuberger once commented to me that he thought this idea of wearing isim also to actually see the tzitzis is an Indian to be mekayim pshuto shel mikra. But this idea comes up in many areas. This morning, I did a chalitza. So the chalitza, the beginning of the chalitza, we're makna the shoe to the brother of the dead guy, right? So he owns the shoe. What's the pshat? He owning the shoe. The pasuk says v'chaltza na'alo me'al raklo. The gemara dashens na'alo means na'al haro'ilo. The shoe has to fit. That's what na'alo means. If the shoe doesn't fit you, it's not a kosher chalitza. But the Rashba writes that we try to be mekayim shuto shel mikra, so therefore we're makna the chalitza shoe to the cholate beforehand, to be mekayim the pshuto shel mikra of what na'alo means. The Torah has an opinion that arvei nachal means that you should dafka get aravos that grow by a river. By the way, if anyone wants to like make a killing in Parnassa, I'm telling you, this is going to work. Right? Just like put the tour up and like sell a rav as I grew at the river and have like a hashgacha from some chassidish or any hashgacha from a chassidish rav. That's not going to work. I'm telling you, you can make a killing. Oh, I have Arvei Nachal. $30 for the two Arabs. Ooh, Arvei Nachal. Right? We call him Shittosh HaMikra. That's the din. Should be Mikhaim Shittosh HaMikra. The Vilna Gaon is famous of eating matzah 7 days of Pesach. Right? Shavas Yom Matzah Tochel. That's an Indian that grosses Min HaTayra to be Mikhaim Shittosh HaMikra. There's a number of other elements of Mikhaim Shittosh HaMikra. The Gemara writes that by Kriyas HaTayra, you should be quiet because the pasuk can say for Ezra writes, Vayamdu Kolam Babris. The Ramo writes that we stand by Kriyas HaTayra. What's the pshat stand by Kriyas HaTayra? So some say the pshat is because it's Dumya Demayim Bet Har Sinai, but could be the pshat is also because the pasuk says, Vayamdu Kolam Babris, that when they are heard the Toiva, when Ezra laying the Torah for them, Ezra, Shevna, whoever's laying the Torah over there, so the people stand up. So there are many elements, many times in halacha, that we are trying to be mekayim, the pshutel shel mikra. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah gets really upset if you keep your tzitzis in. He says you're being mevaz on a mitzvah, you're tucking it in, it's like a terrible thing. Chacham Avad Yosef in the Tshuva and Chelek Beis Avichai Hadas writes, and the Minhag Sfaradim is always that they keep their tzitzis in. The Pashtus in the Arizal, as he says, you wear the talis katan underneath. Right? You wear the talis katan underneath. And Pashtus says there's no distinction between the, what's it called? Between the strings and the rest of the talis. I thought that the pshat might be azoi. Talis katan maybe should be completely underneath, just api makshava. Because there are two elements with the tzitzis. There is two parshas in Kriyat Shema. One is the Ol Malchus Shemayim. The other is the Ol Mitzvos. The Ol Malchus Shemayim, I thought you're Mekayim or Isa Moso. It's Ki'ilu, like you connect to the Eivishter. And then there's this Chartim called Mitzvos Hashem. I thought that the Tcheles represents the Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because Tcheles is Dom Aliyam, Yam Dom Larakia, Rakia Dom Lekisei HaKavod. Right, and the all mitzvahs is the Taz without Cheles, where we have the Tzitzis Gematria 600, 8 strings, 5 knots equals 613. That's all mitzvahs. Many of the Gedolim, after the Radziner Cheles came out, they would wear the Cheles underneath their begadim. I thought the pshat is because Ol Malchus Shemayim is like a personalized thing. All mitzvahs is something that people notice. People know, am I a shomer mitzvah? Am I not a shomer mitzvah? But Ol Malchus Shemayim, there's no way of really knowing, what people do. So I think...
What's the trend on all the Sfarim that don't wear
tzitzis? That they don't wear any tzitzis?
Yeah, there's a lot of Sfarim.
My guess is it's wrong. Again, the question that we spoke about in the first year in Tzitzis is to what extent, how do we take the story of the Malach and Rav Katina and like what that means? It's very hard. It's really very hard to know. I don't know. I'm not aware of why they would not wear any Tzitzis at all. My guess is that it's proper to wear a talis katan, etc. Okay, so this is what we wanted to discuss in terms of tzitzis.